With the new Congress taking office today, some are wondering if the problems from the old Congress will affect John Boehner's wish to hold on to the Speaker's gavel. Joining us live this morning, Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Larry, is there a chance that John Boehner could be ousted as House Speaker?
Well, there's always a chance. You can have a hurricane in the middle of the winter, but I doubt it. I don't think it will happen. There are some conservatives grumbling and talking about either voting against Boehner, forcing it into a second round of voting, or abstaining, which has happened before. Some blue dog moderate conservative Democrats voted against Nancy Pelosi back when she was Speaker. So it can happen, but one way or another, Boehner will remain as Speaker.
What hurt Boehner more, the failure to reach an agreement face-to-face with the president on the so-called fiscal cliff, or this whole nonsense about delaying what ultimately is going to be $60 billion in federal assistance to the victims of Hurricane Sandy?
Oh, I'd say it's a close call. They're both in there. And look, what's the source of both? It's his own caucus. Look, we used to talk about the running the Senate as herding cats. That was the name of a book that Trent Lott wrote. I think running the House caucus is worse. They're herding cats in that caucus now is nearly impossible, and no one could do it better than Boehner. It's impossible given the splits in that caucus.
Eric Cantor says he doesn't want to challenge Boehner, at least at this point. Could he if he wanted to? Could he get the votes?
I don't think he could get the votes, and I think his image, if anything, is much more negative than Boehner. They would be jumping from the frying pan into a much hotter fire. It would be a very stupid thing to do, but this caucus has been known to do stupid things.
Larry, you're a student of history as well. When we look at other times in our nation when we've had divisions within the House of Representatives, what's been the outcome there? What's the way through this?
Well, generally, events change the agenda. Events are in the saddle, and so one would expect at some point something to happen that might cause a wave of unity, not just within the Republican Party, but maybe even across parties. Unfortunately, those circumstances tend to be disasters.
We talked to Tim Kaine this morning, who said he thought with such a large number of incoming new members to the Senate, that might actually change the dynamic in that body. Would it be enough to change the way things work in this town?
Well, I think on the day somebody's sworn in, they're entitled to dream. And I wish him luck with those dreams.
The outgoing Congress has an approval rating, and some think this is lofty, of 12%. 12%. When do we begin to see more American voter unrest that actually changes the dynamics of who gets elected?
Well, if we took a poll today, it would be single digits. There is no way 12% of Americans supports this Congress. I would say single digits would be more like it. You know, it really is one of the most unpopular Congresses ever. The difficulty always is that people hate Congress and love their member of Congress, or if not love, at least tolerate. And then you have partisan gerrymandering. The fact of the matter is most of these people couldn't lose even in the face of a major scandal. The only way they can lose is in a party primary, which is why they do the things they do. They're not interested in the general electorate because that election is over. The only one they have to worry about is the party primary.
Yeah, even if even with the low opinions of Congress as a whole, something like 91% of members were reelected in the last election.
Yes, and that's in a bad year for incumbents.
Right.
And you get over 90%. Since World War II, the average is a little over 92% of all members who stand for reelection are reelected.
Well,
so, I think we the people, we have to take some blame too, because we refuse to use the stick and not just the carrot with our congressmen.
Right. Do you see any possibility of people talking more about the imposing term limits as one way of being able to change some of the faces?
It's on the agenda. It's scheduled for the 12th of never.
Larry's had some good lines
on
this
a roll.
Morning.
Larry Sabato, always great to talk to you.
It's wonderful to talk to you, too. Have a great new year.
You too. Larry's director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics.